It is a tour bus, your party rock connection nationwide and coast to coast. Longtime friend of the show, Dan Lorenzo, who I know for a very long time. How are you, buddy?
Very good, Ralph. How are you tonight?
Good. So let's start. Your career started way back in the day with Nonfiction and Hades.
Yep.
And then you put out a couple of solo records. There was a Nonfiction, a Hades reunion at some point. I think Nonfiction did a couple of dates at some point. Like, you've always kept yourself very busy. You had the Cash is King solo record. I think three solo records, right?
Correct. I'm kind of like Bill Parcells. I like do everything for 110% for a couple of years, and I quit, and I say I'll never do it again, and then I come back.
Right, exactly. But you do, I have to say this, that you keep yourself active. It seems like you're always doing something, whether it's, you know, the Steppin' Out magazine that you see is your full-time gig, and all the music. You seem to always be involved with something, Dan.
Yeah, sitting on the couch watching TV just doesn't cut it for me, Ralph.
And the last time you were in studio was for a Hades reunion, am I right?
That sounds correct. Yeah, that was we did the three CDs for Metal Blade in 1999, 2000, and 2001. I remember you sent a limo for me, which was very, very, very nice, I got to say.
Yeah, we're fancy on the tour bus. We don't F around on the bus.
That was awesome.
Now, it's from back in that old school time frame where you befriended Bobby Blitz from Overkill, correct?
Correct, yeah. We actually, I think we may have started off as enemies in like 1982 or 83. He says we had a little problem with each other, and that I was trying to get Overkill. Hades was opening up for Overkill at a club called the Union Jack in South River, New Jersey, in around 81 or 82, and he says he stepped on my hand. And I vaguely remember this, but we got real friendly in 1993 when Nonfiction was honored to be the opening band for Overkill in both Europe and America. And in Europe, actually, it was Sabotage on the bill as well. And Blitz and myself and Didi, we hit it off because we were all really big Knicks fans, which kind of sounds embarrassing to admit today. But I would have IRS records. My buddy there would fax me the daily news because the Knicks were in the playoffs and we're all missing the playoffs. It was like May and June of 1993, and I think that's why we became such good friends.
From there you stayed friends, and then how did this actual, we're talking about the new record, The Cursed, which is Room Full of Sinners, very cool record, very different vibe than either Overkill, Hades. You know, it's much more like groovy rock, not as brutal, I would say. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, well, certainly not a thrash band. In my mind, The Cursed sounds similar to Nonfiction, only Blitz is singing low and bluesy, so he doesn't, half the songs you probably wouldn't know it's Blitz.
That's for sure. That's 100% for sure.
Yeah,
it's probably actually interesting to hear him sing in that register.
Yeah, I love it. I love what he did. But I guess about 2 years ago, I finally broke him down. I always said, you know, we should do something together. And about 2 years ago, right about now, he came to my house and showed me the first three songs that he had worked on, and I was totally blown away because I wanted to do a band with him because he's a buddy. You know, I mean, first and foremost, to me, that's, you know, when the older you get, you don't want to play with people who you don't hit it off with, and we always hit it off. So I thought it'd be fun, and it'd be, you know, he never did a side project other than, you know, besides Overkill, he's never done anything, you know, on a scale like this besides The Cursed, you know, so it was an honor, and it was fun as hell, you know.
The website is the-curse.net, correct?
Very good. Yes, correct.
Again, the-curse.net. The CD is out now. Now, the song that we started playing on the bus, Evil in the Bag, and this is from the tour bus, The Cursed, brand new. Again, the-curse.net. And thank you so much, Dan, for taking time out on the bus, bro.
No problem, Ralph. Always happy to do it.
Tour bus. When everything us die. So count your minutes, please, and the fire in your eye. God only knows what you're doing at night. You made the train at the top of the list. So the devil threw a party, and everyone came. She likes to be asked before she's kissed.
Poop.
We'll be back after this.
The Tour Bus.